For awareness-based meditation, you must know the four support. The four support are, for those who have attended the Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday class, they will know. Otherwise, you read up the two books, Path to Nibbana or Ultimate Realization. There is a section on awareness-based meditation. Okay, I will read to you. Page 3, Path to Nibbana, awareness-based meditation. Just relax your body and mind and maintain some form of attention. Then we can commence our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Always remember, awareness-based meditation is to enable us to develop awareness within. There are four support to help develop this awareness-based meditation. The first support is to relax. Relax into every mind state that arises. Just maintain a relaxed body and mind. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just relax and maintain awareness, which is the second support. Then stabilizing the awareness is third support. The last support is trust. This fourth support, which is trust, you only do after you have developed the stability of mindfulness within. Otherwise, the first three support are good enough. That is, relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize the awareness. When you can stabilize the awareness within, you will come to understand another aspect of mind, which is beyond the thinking, beyond the thought process, which is just the pure awareness nature within. With that, great understanding and joy can arise within your nature. So we just silence our mind, relax the body and mind, and maintain awareness. Just do that. No need to know or do anything, because the knowing and doing are always by the thought. Make your mind attentive and alert and aware. Just aware, whatever arise, aware, finish. This pure awareness nature within need to be realized and stabilized. After you can do that, your meditative mind or the tranquil and still mind without thought will manifest. That is your true mind, your silent mind, your meditative mind. That is the mind that can develop the wisdom, the insight to awaken. Since this awareness-based meditation can help one realize the awareness nature within, we must therefore develop the stability of it and stabilize it. Then make use of it to cultivate the meditative wisdom and understanding needed to liberate the mind. Realizing this awareness nature within is very important. This is our primordial mind, or your true mind. It existed before creation and is responsible for the arising of thought processes and the mundane mind. So this true mind is the first entity to come out from our nature. We call it the pure awareness nature. To develop the meditative understanding, we need to return all thinking. We are just being aware of it. Allowing the thinking to naturally slow down by itself, we are just relaxing and maintaining awareness. It's very important. That is, don't try to do or know. Then through that process, the thought loses its ability to move or proliferate further, thus becoming very quiet. Then you just continue to maintain awareness. Whatever arise, aware. Whatever arise, aware. And continue to maintain that silent inner awareness until the thinking mind or mundane mind that you have been using throughout the day starts to slow down. Slow down. Slow down until they become very quiet and very still. then you will experience the tranquility and stillness of mind, thereby realizing the true mind, the silent mind. The first glimmer of it is already very wonderful, beautiful. When you can stabilize it, you become even more beautiful. After you can be with the pure awareness nature, you can understand a lot of things. Then inquire without thought, who are you? What are you? And what is that nature all about? From then on, you will become very different. You will become more aware and sensitive. That awareness nature makes you more sensitive because you are just aware and no longer distracted by the thought process, the heedless thinking, the mental activity and mental states that arise. When all those mental, mundane thinking or stirring of the mind and emotions ceases, you will realize that true mind, which is so beautiful, so bright, luminous, tranquil and still, there is just the pure awareness nature, bright luminous nature, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. That one can see things as they are, can awaken, can insight into phenomena, to realize the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta.